fine. Some people dither and are too worried about their what people will think. Not Jan. Jan just sent me the right away. So anything to say before we get into this this set of songs?
Well, I do probably have a comment about each of them.
Okay, well, we can talk about that afterward then.
Yeah, and why I like them.
All right.
Why they keep getting played.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into the songs, and then we can talk all about that right afterwards. So let's all have a listen.
Thank you. Take care to avoid the heavy stuff. I give up this literature as fluff. Trawl through sketches of notes the night before. Chase the baffled employees floor to floor.
So you give them your nickels, your pennies and dimes, but you can't give them up in these mercenary times. Oh no. And you feel real guilty about the coat on your back and the sandwich you had.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the sharks in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep in the park. Oh no, it's not that far.
Would you like to see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to.
Walking down Madison, I swear I never had a gun. No one ever shot no one, wouldn't do it just for fun. Walking down Madison, trying to keep my head screwed on. I was philosophizing some, checking out the nuns. When you get to the corner, don't look at those freaks. Keep your head down low and stay quick on your feet. Oh yeah. The beaming boy from Harlem with the Air Force coat. The ones who died, the ones who tried, the ones that sit and gloat.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the shots in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep on the church steps, it's not that far.
Would you like to see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to.
Within every city and town there's a Madison. Lives for whom nothing's happening. Hungry children in a mother dilemma. Dumpster diving to feed a baby endless. So you walk on by like it doesn't affect you. The held out hand that you pay no respect to. Nickels and dimes won't even buy your guilt. Another wine or death, burnt to death in his book. It's a cardboard city, newspaper metropolis. This isn't kind of cope on. Keep on top, but as the authorities come, hatching off the display. Do they solve the problem? No, they move them away. They're in a vicious circle of no fix to the bone. The social won't pay them the money they owe. When you got no money, you can't pay the rent. Hypothermia kills, cause the system is bent.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the shops in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bad lady frozen asleep. I can show you if you'd like to. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the shops in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bad lady frozen asleep on the church stairs.
In the subway sits a reckless man. His grip on life is a bent tin can. It's a holy shrine where he burns his light. It makes things easy and removes his plight for an hour or two, but he can't escape. They're all penned in with government tape. There are good Samaritans who bring the soup. The Sally on with the Bibles and boots. You can see yourself, but it's not too far. One short trip, you don't know where they are. Till the night comes, then it all comes back. Like the smell of patchouli and the armies of rats. It's a shame to the human, it's a human shame. It seems we've forgotten we're one of the same. One of the same. One and the same. No, it's not too far.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. There's the listener Jan support supplied set. Excellent songs, every one of them. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Maybe we can get a little background on this, on these songs from Jan herself, who's right here in the studio. For those of you who came in late, we have a guest here today, listener Jan, all the way from Chicago, which is always nice to have somebody else in the studio, especially with these 2 hours I have nowadays. It's gives me the opportunity to do stuff like that. So my own notes are wrong because I mixed up the order here, but looking back here on the playlist, which you too can follow along with at WMFO.org or your internet-enabled listening device of choice, even on a terrestrial radio that's got the right kind of screen. But anyway, so most recently we heard Kirsty MacColl walking down Madison from, that was from, I love this album title, Electric Landlady, from 2017. Why do you like that? Why'd you suggest that song, Jan?
I don't know. I think it was my first introduction to rap. Did you hear it?
I did. It was, I never expected that from Kirsty MacColl, but yeah.
I know. And I just loved it. And in Chicago, we have a Madison Avenue. And then I never heard from her again. And she was really good. And that's from my personal collection, and I just rediscovered it.
I'm looking at my notes here. It's not from 2017. It's from 1991. I always say this: when you put stuff in the database here, it's always like pulling the most recent re-release date or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is always, you know, I get caught reading. But anyway. Yeah, I don't remember. So we were just talking, Kirsty MacColl died, I don't remember, sometime around then, sometime in the 90s, I think, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yes, but I never knew why,
but she,
and you know why.
Well, she was rescuing her son from drowning, and she drowned herself. And
so heroic.
Heroic and tragic all at once. Such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Ahead of her time.
So before that, we heard from the High Llamas, which we talked about already, with Literature is Fluff off of 1996's Hawaii. Tell us about this song.
I just love this song. I just mentioned it earlier, too, so I'll repeat it. It has polychords. It doesn't make you happy. It makes you sort of sad, a little bit jittery, and then they repeat them. Not polychords like you'd see in Vertigo, that kind of music, but they hit on them, and I'm really glad. It's hard to explain. I'd have to, like, stop the song and go, that's the sound I like.
Yeah, I know. You're listening to another song right now, which is, like, that's always the hardest way to think about a song.
Yeah.
But I'm
Love used Literature is Fluff.
And so before that, we heard from our friend Laetitia Sadie from Stereolab with 1 Million Year Trip off of her album from 2010 called The Trip. I actually, it's funny, last week I had ended on a Stereolab song, and I said to myself, it's a habit that I have because I just, you know, it's just, it's easy for me to just stick it in everywhere. And I said to myself this week, no Stereolab. And so that technically we've still stayed on the right side of the line. This is a solo song. Tell us about it.
Well, I like this song because I can never get the drums right when I'm pounding on the table. They do, but when they enter with the drums, I can never enter with the drums.
I have to go back and listen now with that in mind.
It's
because,
like,
I had never listened to the song before today.
I just can't do the drums on my own. And I've had this for 5 years.
Well, it's a good thing they have their own drummer then, because then you won't have to. But
no.
I know what you mean. I've always, like, on the steering wheel, I'm always like,
right,
wait, no, there's an extra beat in there. What is it?
I know, and I can't do it.
Yeah. And, like, what if they need me to fill in someday? I need to get this down. Like,
oh, that's always my fantasy.
The call is going to come.
No. She needs a backup singer, and she calls me up.
Speaking of strange dreams. And we opened up this set with Ashley McIsaac with Sleepy Maggie. I've never heard of Ashley MacIsaac before. That is from 1995's Hi, How Are You Today? So, what's the story there?
I don't know.
No story there.
Just like that
song. Okay, that's perfectly fair. I have lots of songs in here I have nothing to say about. surprisingly, that there's a time I have nothing to say. But anyway, okay, awesome. You listener, if you have some songs you wanna put together, got 20 minutes of music to stack, I can possibly find some time for you. Let's talk. Reach me at inyouallalong@gmail.com or any of you that have my personal line. Oh, look at this, somebody called. Somebody called, and don't ever do that again, which you just did. All right. Cruising on along here. Got a half hour left. The songs in this next set are all from acts that are playing in this weekend's Nice A Fest, which is going on all over Davis Square. Nice A Fest is happening, I think, primarily at the Crystal Ballroom and the Rockwell. And you can get more info about that online. And it's a whole bunch of local and far-flung bands playing. And let's see how many of those songs, those bands, we can get in here in this set. I think we can get quite a few.
Burner phone. Guess it's better than sleeping alone. We We both know you'll get tired of watching. The news are not better than to get used to.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's gonna be it's gonna be all of them. Those are all the songs. I got them all in, all the ones I told you that I would cram in there. I would try to cram in there. And by the way, our show guest for this week, Jan, has taken off on her vacation, continuing. And thank you so much to Jan for dropping by. As I said, my dear friends, reach out. You want to come by the show sometime? I'll show you what it's like. The big time. Anyway, we just heard from Thrust Club. Thrust Club with White Pants, Don't Do It. From back in 2013. And their album Greetings from Mount Thrustmore. EP, maybe. I don't know. I never know. Anyway. Thrust Club, as all of these bands in that set, will be playing at Nice A Fest. And them specifically, they specifically will be playing Sunday at Sunday afternoon in the Crystal Ballroom. Prior to that, we heard from Rusty Mullet, also from here in the Boston area, with Murder on the Space Train. I like those guys. I want to check them out. They are playing Sunday evening at the Crystal Ballroom. Part of that, we heard from Senseless Optimism, everybody's local favorite, with Lost My Mind in Yours. A release, a brand new one from right here in 2023. That Senseless Optimism will be playing Saturday evening at the Crystal Ballroom. Before that was Janet Earth with Spring off of the new EP called About 5 Minutes Past Six. The first bats will start coming out. Janet Earth will be playing Sunday afternoon at the Rockwell in Davis Square. Before that, we heard from Tori Silver with Transparent off of 2022's Slowly. Tori will be playing Saturday evening at the Rockwell. Before that, we heard from Screenager, which I feel like is an appropriate band name to go with a song, Burner Phone, a single from the New Jersey act. And Screenager will be starting things off Saturday afternoon at the Rockwell. And we started that set with the Magnificent Gorilla Toss, who I first saw in a basement somewhere. And they've really taken off, and that's their song Famously Alive off of 2022's album of the same name. They will be playing Sunday at the Crystal Ballroom somewhere in the evening, I believe. They may even be a headliner. That, my friends, is all that stuff from that. We got 5 minutes left. What do I do here? What do we do? We could have a call-in segment. Who wants to call in? I don't even know how to do that. Never mind. 6:55. I can't play you another song. I could read you another story. In fact, that's what I'm going to do, because we are, in fact, obligated in this second hour to tell you a story just like we did in the first hour. This story, of course, coming out of the public service announcement binder. You can hear it. Oh, God. Poison ivy. Drives me nuts. I don't think I've gotten poison ivy since I was like 4, but I see it everywhere. Once you learn what it looks like, oh my God, you just see it everywhere. It's insane. Poison ivy PSA. Man, this is good and long. This will eat up the rest of the hour. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaf poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn a vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyard of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face or even more sensitive areas. There's some sort of gibberish there to indicate, apparently, you know what we're talking about. Anyway, this has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I will tell you, it doesn't say it in this, when you look at the leaves, look for a few here and there that have like a thumb. You'll know it when you see it. If the leaf is a hand, just picture a little thumb sticking out the side. Like one in every few poison ivy leaves has that. Once you see that stuff, I'm telling you, man, I'm already a little freaked out. Anyway, that is going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in here to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. My name is Pete. It has been a pleasure to be here with you. I will be back here in 2 weeks. Thank you to listener Jan for making the trek in her travels down here to WMFO. And I hope to see all of you back here on the radio, maybe even across the table from me in some coming week. Happy weekend!